Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting trend in enterprise AI, the shift from in-house development to commercial solutions.
Intriguing. So, are companies abandoning their AI projects altogether?
Not entirely, but there's definitely a move towards off-the-shelf AI tools. Think of it like this. You could build your own car from scratch, but most people prefer buying one that's ready to drive.
Makes sense. Why the sudden change of heart, though? Weren't companies gung-ho about building their own AI just a short while ago?
Well, the hype around generative AI seems to have cooled off a bit. Plus, building AI from the ground up is expensive, resource-intensive, and the failure rate for these proof-of-concept projects is, well, let's just say it's high. Gartner found that the number of companies developing their own AI tools dropped drastically in just a year.
Wow. Over 50% higher failure rates for companies without prior AI experience. That's sobering. But isn't there value in customizing AI to your specific business needs?
Absolutely. And some companies are still doing that, but they're focusing on training existing models with their own data, rather than building everything from scratch. It's like customizing a car. You might add a spoiler or change the paint job, but you're not building the engine yourself.
I see. Interesting. So it's about finding the right balance?
Exactly. Commercial tools offer a solid foundation, and companies can then tailor them to their specific needs by training them on their own proprietary data.
That makes a lot of sense. So what's driving this shift towards commercial AI? Is it just the failure rate of POCs?
It's definitely a major factor. Many of these POCs, even the less ambitious ones, yielded disappointing results or outright failed. Plus, there's the pressure from executives who were initially excited about Gen AI, but now want to see practical results. The market dynamic has also shifted. Now it's the software vendors pushing their AI add-ons onto CIOs.
So the CIOs are being sold to, rather than the other way around? Interesting.
Precisely. It's a reversal of the usual buying cycle. And in some cases, CIOs might not even have a choice. These AI features are becoming increasingly integrated into existing software, almost like a mandatory upgrade.
I see. That brings up an important point. What are the potential implications of this trend for CIOs? I imagine there could be less control over their AI strategy.
Right. There's a risk of vendor lock-in and potentially higher costs. But there's also the benefit of faster implementation, access to better technology, and reduced development costs. It's a trade-off.
I'm still a bit skeptical. Is this really the end of in-house AI development?
I wouldn't say it's the end, but it is a significant shift. Companies will likely focus their internal efforts on training models with their proprietary data to create niche functionality that gives them a competitive edge. Think smaller projects, quicker wins, and demonstrable ROI.
Got it. So, less moonshot AI projects and more practical, focused applications.
Exactly. Instead of trying to boil the ocean, they're focusing on heating a pot of water. It's about finding those smaller, more achievable wins that can build momentum and demonstrate the value of AI within the organization.
That's a great analogy. It sounds like companies are finally becoming more realistic about what AI can achieve in the short term.
Absolutely. And by focusing on these smaller, more strategic projects, they can build expertise, gain experience, and pave the way for more ambitious AI initiatives in the future. It's not about abandoning AI, it's about evolving with it. Thanks for joining us today, and until next time, stay curious.
Goodbye.